Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us in just a moment.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
It's a little early to tell, but it appears that the rains of July may have been a game changer for the cattle industry here in the Southern Great Plains. So says Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel.
You know, certainly here in Oklahoma, the rain we've had has tremendously changed the situation. It's come early enough that we're going to see some forage production. It's certainly been a better year. You know, there's necessarily a lot of caution that as to whether or not we've truly moved past the drought. We won't know that for a while, but for the time being, we're in the best shape we've been in about 3 years and moving forward with lots of opportunity.
Now, that translates into several possible decisions that guys will be making over the next few months as regards to their herds and perhaps some stocking rates this fall and all that.
I think it does. You know, a lot of producers have worked very hard the last 2 years to survive the drought. Hopefully through that process, they've maintained a plan for not only how to get through the drought, but what they were going to do to rebuild their own operation. And certainly as an industry in the state, we've got a lot of rebuilding to do. And I think we'll begin to think about those things this fall. Because of the timing, you know, the lateness of the year that we are, I don't know that we'll see things change that dramatically this fall in terms of animal numbers. But I think what we're going to start doing is making decisions that lay the groundwork for what can happen in 2014 here in Oklahoma and potentially in a big chunk of the country as well with respect to things like heifer retention and at least stopping the herd liquidation first and thinking about getting on with some herd rebuilding over the next few years.
At least anecdotally, are you hearing from cattle producers that at least they're improving their genetics as they've gone through this process, getting ready to maybe start growing again a little bit again?
Well, you know, we've culled so hard over the last few years, you know, locally but as well as on a national basis. We certainly presume that that has had an impact on not only lowering the average age of the herd in many cases, we've culled very deeply, you know, into the herd from the older cows and also should have raised the average in terms of productivity, in terms of the genetic base. And one of the exciting things about that is when we get to a point where we can rebuild, we have the potential to rebuild relatively quickly for a year or two because we do have this young productive base. We've done an awful lot of rolling over of cows, I think. A lot of producers, at least anecdotally, it appears have rolled over those older cows and even down into the middle-aged cows in many cases. And we truly do have a very young productive herd base from which to build. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly small base, and we do have a lot of challenges to rebuild that herd, but it can happen fairly fast when it does start.
As we continue our exclusive conversation with Dr. Peel, as we sat down with him at the recent Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association annual meeting in Midwest City, we next talked about specifically cow numbers, the fact that cow numbers had been slipping well before the 2 years of drought, and at that point they slipped even further. And Daryl says they got under a number that a lot of folks thought we might never see as far as a national beef cow herd number, 29 million.
We're, you know, just under 29 million head on the beef cows. You know, I think 2013 will probably be a liquidation year. What happened in the first half of 2013 in terms of unexpectedly large beef cow slaughter, plus some indications from various data that we do have available that we probably, you know, the residual effects of the drought and the long cold winter we had, the very limited hay supplies we had to work with this last winter, probably means that we diverted some replacement heifers in the first half of the year into the feeder cattle chain. They're probably in feedlots now. So we're really probably going to, you know, start again, if you will, with new crop heifers this fall. I think 2013 will show us, or January of 2014 will probably show us with a slightly smaller beef cow herd. But hopefully that then is the bottom and the base from which we begin building, obviously depending on what weather conditions do, not only in the rest of 2013, but on into 2014.
What's your best guess is the size of the cow herd that we really need?
You know, that's an interesting question, one that we've, you know, knew we need to address. To be honest with you, I think our preoccupation right now is just trying to recover what has happened really since about 2011. The beginning of 2011, in my mind, was a year that we were poised as an industry in terms of the economic signals to stop liquidating and begin rebuilding to some target. Now, I think, given that we've lost so many more cattle in 2011, 2012, and probably in 2013, I think we're probably looking at going out to about 2016 to 2017 just to recover what we've lost through the drought period. And then I think that question of how big we need to be beyond that will really take focus. So at this point, you know, we're down something on the order of 2.5 million head in the last 2 to 3 years. We got to recover that first, and that will be a slow process, and then we'll think about whether we need another, you know, probably 2 to 4 million head beyond that potentially, depending on the way lots of conditions evolve over that time period.
So anywhere from what, 31, 32 million to 35 million is maybe that sweet spot?
I think it's possible. Again, you know, a lot of things can change. Our export markets are very dynamic, global markets. Those are going to play a big role in what our potential is in terms of growth. Somewhere in that range, I think, is probably what we're looking at longer term.
Cattle Market Watcher, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, I'm Al Soker, Vice President of Old Surety Life Insurance Company. Remember full-service gas stations? Today, it's hard to find that kind of service. At Old Surety, we want you to have that same feeling when you call us. When you call Old Surety, the phone will ring and a real person answers with a friendly hello. No automated voices, no buttons to push. If you have questions about the right insurance for yourself, your kids, mom, dad, or even your car, give Old Surety a call at 1-800-272-5466 and say hello. Please keep our country in your prayers and remember, God is in control.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.